Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But Al, I don't know. The people that work here at WIP, does anyone know baseball more than Mr. Joe Giglio?
No, Joe knows
Joe Giglio knows baseball. It is our honor to have him on our show right now. Our night guy, Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Joe, give me one good reason why Matt Klentak is still the general manager of the Phillies this morning.
I don't have a good reason for you. The only reason I have for you is that for years now, the owner of the Phillies, John Middleton, has believed in Matt Klentak. I mean, he compared this guy to Branch Rickey a few years ago. He believes in Matt Klentak. That's the only logical reason I have for you.
All right, but don't you understand that he already set the bar before this season, Joe? When he made it clear there's no more rebuild, that this is the time they got to do it, listen to this.
The last 2 years we've had, we're two games below 500, and then we were 500. It's time to take another step forward and produce a winning season and play baseball in October. We have the talent. We've got a winning manager to do that. We've got committed ownership. We've made additional we've added additional players to the roster this year to help get us there. I think that's true. I think that's what our fans want. I know that's what our owners want, and it's what I want.
Joe, it sounds like he's calling for his own firing. He did none of what he said he was going to do.
No, and they went backwards. They got worse.
Yeah.
The last 2 years, they flirted with 500, like 80 and 82, 81 and 81. They were worse this year when you go by winning percentage, which is really unacceptable. And Angelo, the last week of the season, everything broke the Phillies' way.
Everything.
They had to do was win a couple games. And they'd be playing a postseason game tomorrow in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. And I don't know how we'd feel about that if they were in as the 8th seed at 500, but they'd be in. And at least you could kind of point to that and say, okay, this is some sort of progress. They couldn't even do that. Yeah, McClintock laid all this out, and then his team once again collapsed in September, three straight years now.
And this one was cleaner than the other ones. This one, you don't even have to know any baseball to know what the hell happened. He had no bullpen. He had no bullpen. He never found one arm, not one, that Joe Girardi could count on. And the thing was, all he told us the whole year was he had enough pitching, the bullpen was going to be fine. He made the acquisitions before the trade deadline and said, wow, now we got a lot of depth. And they had the worst bullpen in baseball and one of the worst historically. How do you survive that alone, Joe Giglio?
You should not. You should not. I mean, if the Phillies are serious about winning, they will clean this front office out and bring someone in here who can evaluate pitching and evaluate baseball talent. I mean, look, I think Klentak has some positives. I think he can evaluate offense, and I think he could figure out a way to bring in a bench guy that can hit a little bit. Like, he's done that, and he's made some decent trades for bats over the years. But his track record with pitching, it's unbelievably bad. I mean, you think about the drafts they've had since he got here. Only Spencer Howard really has shown any promise, and then obviously he didn't pitch well this year, just a little bit. And Wheeler so far so good, but that's a long-term contract. But most of the guys he's brought in, like, they get worse when they come here or they turn out to be nothing. If you can't pitch, you can't win. It's the simplest equation in baseball, and the Phillies can't develop pitchers. And obviously, whatever they're seeing – it doesn't translate. Like Workman and Hembree and Phelps, they all got here and they got worse. It's the biggest blind spot this general manager has, the ability to evaluate pitching. And until that changes, the Phillies can't win anything.
Joe, what are the repercussions if John Middleton brings Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail back for a sixth season?
Well, I mean, you could already see some of the reaction as yesterday. Some of the rumors started coming out that maybe he is coming back, that maybe no changes are coming. And I think fans are going to start to turn. I don't know what next year is going to look like in terms of us being allowed to go to games or not, but I cannot imagine that the phones are going to be lined up for season ticket sales if the Phillies, you know, keep status quo here. I mean, the Phillies can't buy their way to relevance again with fans. Like, the Bryce Harper thing happens once every 20 years or so, maybe, to have that kind of buzz. And last year was nice with Wheeler and Didi, but people aren't going to fall for it again. Like, if they re-sign JT, that's not going to move the needle in terms of fans being excited. So, Angela, I think people are going to start to turn, and I think people are going to start to turn on the owner, on John Middleton, if he keeps these guys, because ultimately, this is his call. Like, he hired these guys. He hired Annie McPhail. He hired Matt Klentak. If he keeps them, I'm going to stop being so angry at Matt Klentak and say, well, why is he here? He's here because the owner thinks he's doing a good job.
100%. I'm already aiming in that direction now because it should have been done yesterday. God, the Angels did it on Sunday. They didn't even wait, and they got rid of their guy. It's time to make the move immediately. All right, let me get over. I got to move over here to football for a second. What was your reaction to Doug taking a tie?
I was fine with the move, Angelo. I looked at them. Actually, to be honest with you, in the moment, as that was winding down in overtime, it didn't hit me right away that it was such a controversial call. I thought it was what you had to do in that moment there. But think about the situation. I don't know all the probabilities, but a 4th-and-12, considering the way the Eagles offense is played, the way Carson Wentz has played, I think it's a very slim chance they convert a first down there. A 64-yard field goal has been converted once in the history of pro football, and that was Matt Prater in Mile High in Denver. Like, Jake Elliott was not making a 64-yard field goal. So really, the hubris there to try to win the game or try to extend the chance to win the game just would have given the Bengals a chance. I don't think the Eagles would have had anything positive happen if they tried to keep the football. So I thought he made the right move. And so what I was surprised about was yesterday when he took it back with you on your show, because I think that was spin. I think he realized, he told all of us he doesn't trust his offense, doesn't trust his players, and he's trying to spin it back out now. But I think the first impression is the truth. He didn't trust his offense to make a positive play.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for a mistake made by the host. Between the baseball and football segments, I should have pointed out that Giglio is far stronger on baseball than football. Billy, you would listen to this. Billy, do you agree with what Giglio just said? Put your mic on, Billy, all right? All right. You agree with him?
Yeah.
Take the tie.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
He wasn't even listening.
No. I was listening.
Well, do you take a tie?
No, you don't take the tie. You don't take the tie.
You can't take a tie.
Well, here's my thing. You either kick it or you go for the fourth down and try to get closer, but you don't take the tie.
You can't. Joe, you can't take a tie in this town. You know that. You know that. What is your benefit?
They lose the game if they go for it. I truly believe that.
They weren't going to have enough time.
How are they losing the game? There's 19 seconds. At most, there's 11 to 12 seconds left, and they're at the 46. They're 0-46. How the hell are they getting down to get a field goal?
Well, I'll take you back 3 years ago, week three.
Same place.
Week three, Lincoln Financial Field. Carson Wentz, at that point, a promising young quarterback like Joe Burrow, had very little time to go. And what did he do? He threw an out route to Outdun, gets out of bounds.
That was with Elliott, there was 20 seconds left in that game, though,
yeah,
right?
But it was a 61-yard. We still can't believe it went through, Joe. Jeez. Oh, you actually thought if they went for it, they would have lost the game, not tied the game.
I think there's zero chance they win the game if they go for an offensive play or a field goal. But I think there's a little chance they lose the game. At least a tie, I'm not losing.
Wow.
But Joe, you play to win the game, Joe.
But the game was already a loss or a tie in my mind, Billy. Like, I don't think there's no way Jake Elliott's making a 64-yard field goal. And you guys trust Carson Wentz not take a sack there?
No,
I
agree with you that the reason he did it is he didn't trust his quarterback or his defense.
Yep.
Because you didn't have to get the first. All you had to do was get the ball further down the field.
Yeah,
right.
That's all.
All right, I'm going to now ask you about four people. You tell me whether they should still be here or they should leave. All right, Joe?
Yes.
Klentak.
Nah, he should go. He's got to go.
McPhail.
Got to go. I mean, he should have been gone already, but he's got to go.
Peterson.
Peterson should stay.
But there was a pause there. That pause was not great there, Joe. Howie Roseman
should stay as well. I'm not done yet with the leadership of the Eagles. Now, the rest of the season, Angelo, is going to go a long way to how we feel. But I'm not ready. I'm not convinced yet that the Eagles are completely, totally broken forever with the front office and the coach. I'm not convinced yet.
The fact that you were taking a tie says to me you have hope for them to do something this season. Am I reading that right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's seven teams in the NFL.
You're on drugs. You got to be crazy. Have you been watching these games, Joe? They're awful.
Well, they're not a good football team, but they're not awful. What they are is they are a mediocre team that's being torpedoed by bad quarterback play. If that changes, I think there's still a season here.
All right, Joe. And who's a better quarterback, Foles or Wentz?
Oh, come on. We all watched Sunday. Nick Foles almost threw five touchdowns in less than a half. Carson Wentz can't complete a screen pass.
I always ask one question too many.
Let's see how he plays after he starts now.
Joe, we love you, man. Be well. See you later. That was Al. He was dying for that question.
Yeah.
I believe he's
a lot
already
of people
been on
are
Twitter.
Dying for that question.
Well, they want to jump on the Foles bandwagon.
And all the people that have been on it, or this is
but
their
you
moment.
Can't, you yeah. can't what Al? There's no way to vote for Wentz if you watch the throw to Sanders. Brian Billick's coming up at 8:00. He called the plays for Baltimore, right?
Right.
If you are the coach and you dial up the perfect play for the perfect time in a game,
yeah,
and the guy is open by 10 yards,
yeah,
and your quarterback cannot hit him in the NFL, there's no way you can't begin to harbor doubts about that quarterback.
That's why you play for a tie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Everything I say they use against me.
Well, I mean, that's what happened.
Not an easy job.
That's what's happened. The quarterback is playing so bad that the coach is twisting himself into these situations to answer questions that just make no sense.
But Al, the one thing is the coach has to give confidence and believe in his team. When you start making decisions that you don't give your team confidence, they're not going to play with confidence.
Well, it's bleak. Scott's on the line from Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. Brother King, what's happening, man?
Good morning,
Scott. Let's talk about the current performance of our GMs. How are you feeling?
Not good at all. I'll pack their stuff up, Brother King. Maybe you can get the U-Haul truck and ship them wherever they have to go. It's long overdue, Brother Angelo. I've been saying it for the last 2 or 3 years.
Are you losing patience with Howie also?
Big time. Losing patience and my hair and getting gray hairs. The only thing that's keeping them here, I hate to say, like Brother Joe said, because he won a Super Bowl, but still, you got to go, man.
Nah, there's two things.
You're bringing retreads back. Look at Deshaun. Where is he at? Again.
No, Scott, hold on. There's two. It's not just the Super Bowl, although that's a big, big one. It's his relationship with the owner, Jeff Lurie. Lurie's always loved him. When he finally got rid of Chip, Lurie couldn't wait to get Howie back in that job. And Howie had one good year. That's all, one good year. And since then, has he done anything right?
Nope.
And Al, I have not been that harsh on Howie. He bought almost 3 years of a honeymoon with me.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't look at what goes on. Watch Jefferson and Rager and say to yourself, how did you end up with Rager? He can't even stay on the field.
And they're not second guesses. These were set right on draft days.
Yeah.
Dillard's a stiff. How many? Sidney Jones, how many?
At this point, I would take George Jefferson right about now, man. I just can't understand it, Brother Angelo.
George Jefferson, Sherman Hensley played that part. He was a local guy, and he has passed on.
Oh.
But you're right. George Jefferson in his prime would have been better. He could move. George Jefferson, he moved up to the east side.
I watched an episode the other night. Him and Helen was getting down, but it's just mind-boggling.
Hold on, Scott. You were watching an episode of The Jeffersons the other night?
It's still funny.
Yeah
it is.
Scott.
Oh, yeah.
We have reached the point where we're watching 70s sitcoms.
It's real TV. Like right now, you got that reality stuff. That's all you have on TV.
I guess you're right. Anyway, Scott, give me something you got to have every day.
My cell phone.
Cell phone.
God, yes.
All right. That's a good one. Personally, I could go without it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'll try going without mine a day or two.
No, but you got to understand, Rhea, that I've always made a statement that I will not give myself over to technology. There's too much of me to just become basically just locked into my phone.
Yeah.
I got too much going on in my life to spend most of it in front of a screen.
Call somebody else and ask them to look at their phone.
Yes.
215.
To tell you what's happening.
Like Perkoff.
When we come back, Billy King is going to place into perspective the newest coaching candidate who the Sixers have now contacted.
Maybe it's good they waited.
Right? They have waited. They did not make a move, and now they have a chance to get Doc Rivers.
Right.
They did not get Billy Donovan. They could get Doc Rivers. They could still get Mike D'Antoni. Or they could also get, who's the other, Tyronn Lue. Billy will place them in the order where they would best help the team when we return. And also, when we come back, Al, tonight is the debate.
Yep.
And we have our own people debating which is a worse team, the Phillies or the Eagles. And we will have part one of that when we return. WIP Sports Time 76.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.